there's no room to breathe. Oh, pious pilgrim.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
Name existed forever. Means victory, helper. Whole name means protector. Shortened it by two letters. Without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in the bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow where the blonde was a 10. Vape pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot. Every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger. Today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneaks and bombers. My name existed forever. Before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shock them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence dresses with high strung. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, kin of St. Michael. Polygamous minded, seven wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Frisk, New York. At 20, I said I better quit by 30 than by 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would have thought that 50 new songs by Nas would be hard to lie. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-Train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape recited, leave the beat flame. It was Rod, Kane, Coogee, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw their songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma, embalming fluid and laced weed. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
Hey yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yeah, man, what the f?
Hey yo, Preem, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beats.
Alright.
30 years later, we back in the streets, we back in the lab.
Alright then. Let's go, Nas.
It's time. It's album time.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time. Black is time.
Premier album still gonna happen.
I'm protected by the CIA, is that insane? I'm respected by the girls and gays cause they relate. I've been hopping out like Stan, good morning USA. Good morning USA. I do not redact my statement. I do not have a damn replacement. You can pull it straight, you gotta
and
shake
it's you that I'm feeling. And I know how to deal it. Hey, it's like, yeah, you will fire. Cause it's me that I feel. I'm feeling you.
Untouchables like 5,000. Untouchables like 5,000. Untouchables like 5,000.
He give me knowledge cause he know I got a big ass brain. There's only so much swag a little West Coast girl can take. And I'm at capacity. Jesus Christ, no blasphemy. He gon' make it blasphemy. Make him forget his past for me. Ballin' A's like pass to me. Give my respect to Ali G.
There's an alien in my basement. I do not redact my damn semen. I do not have a damn replacement. You can hold it straight, you gotta
wait,
shake
I didn't
it.
Think about the next one.
And it's you that I'm feeling. And I know how to deal it. Hey, it's like, yeah, you will fire. Cause it's me that I feel. I'm
untouchables, why 5,000? 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 Untouchables, why 5,000?
Untouchables, why
5,000? Untouchables, why 5,000?
My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal. My swag will never settle. I get the swag gold medal.
I got. I do more time now.
Warm regards and age kindness for today's climate. In the vein, the gang violence meets the gang's demise and it bangs, rises like wings on a plane. Plus a pilot who can fly into the eye, hurricane, Irish stylish. Same shoe in different sizes with evidences of the mileage and the growth. Top hats and coats, tuxedos and throats where the bow ties post. Folks look past the lower class blower of the notes and tell unspoke jokes as they approach what she'll never be inside. But she holds,
yeah. Really need.
Fantasized land of the soon-to-be fans of the samurai. Smile wide, got the panorama camera vibe. If you analyze, she's a one-woman gala, glamorized. Just without the glamour or the gala ties. Man, I'm more alive with the jazz guys eating piano pies at the Vanguard. She's an artist and staff. A couple dollars in the band job as I have for Turkey Sam. Organic and it's hand-carved and Oz. If you ask for a piece, freshly laugh for singing jazz in the streets. And the staff ask for police. Crashed at a friend's flat for a week. Felt his home as a raft on the beach. Lit a fag, took a drag, took a tea. Read a book, took a bath, went to sleep.
And we are back. That was Lupe Fiasco with Samurai, a 2024 release from one of the kind of OGs of this 2000s generation. I think of Lupe, I think of like 2006, 2008, 2010, but he is still going strong. Also in that block, folks, We had Chia, Untouchable Swag 5000, perhaps the greatest name for a song.
Chia!
And band in 2024.
Love it.
We also had DJ Premier and Nas with Define My Name. We had Jeanette King, Canadian Caribbean singer, in the kind of Montreal vein, I've found out. Originally Toronto, but based in Montreal now, with Incantation. We had Vaughn with Supernatural, Kaya Cater, and Afi O'Donnell with The Witch, and Arez Zobari, a little bit of new Arez with Circling the Drain. And I'm very excited. DJ Overeasy has brought a treat, not just for me this time, but for the entire listening public. What have we got on deck here?
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I've been lucky enough. I've had a few life changes. I'm living downtown now, and I'm finally able to go out and see a bunch of shows and be able to feel it and connect with the nightlife here in Kingston. And so couple things to kind of give you a bit of a tidbit on some of the stuff we'll be looking at and making bacon in the new year when I'm able to have a Saturday morning show. Mm-hmm. And first off, is a very, very special world exclusive release. It's from the Elm Street Cafe in town here, and it's Emily Steele. She was there one afternoon performing, I was fortunate enough to be able to have some recording equipment. I'm working on developing a podcast, so I have my own equipment, and I'm just kind of learning and playing. And she was so gracious to allow me to record some of her music. Now, I have to admit, I fanboy out around her. It's embarrassing.
I get it 100%. I love M. Steele.
I couldn't understand. I realized what it is, and it really is. I grew up on Big Island in the Bay of Quinte area in Prince Edward County. And so it was in the country. I got just a storybook kind of upbringing on a farm and all of this type of stuff. And I realized that Emily is home to me. Mm. Her music is just everything that was absolutely wonderful about my upbringing in my younger years on the island. And but at the same time, she's just in this, just has her music just beautifully packaged into a nice, beautiful little bow and everything on it. And so, Emily,
the great compliment I could pay her is that she manages to transfer her personal warmth into her music.
Absolutely.
Because she is, like, M. Steele, one of the nicest, like, most genuinely kind people you'll meet.
Coolest.
And, like, yeah, like, just a cool individual.
Yeah.
However, she's able to take all of the personal, interpersonal warmth that she gives others. And yeah, it like translates so well. That's a really great way to look at it. Her music does have, that kind of homespun quality to it.
I could have her on in the background all day long and just never get tired of it. It's beautiful. And so there's a live recording there from Elm Street Cafe, or from the Elm Street Cafe.
Also, shout out to Elm Street Cafe.
Totally.
Awesome place.
Greg Tilson, he was there. He's, I do believe, the owner with his partner. And they're of the Gertrudes, the local band. He also performed some music there, too, that I have. I'm a hoarder. I'm going to keep this beauty to myself. But this one we'll share with you of Emily's song. And then after that, I want to play a song of Talia Schlanger. She was in town last week opening for the Great Lake Swimmers at the Broom Factory. And what a phenomenal show. What a phenomenal show. It was the snowstorm night. Wednesday, so best snowstorm ever. And they had the sound down, and this person's voice is absolutely meticulously just so perfect. And it was transcending. It was absolutely beautiful. So I've picked a song from her latest album, it's called So Small. And just her voice and the floating harmonies that she does with her voice and everything, just unbelievable. So, thank you for the opportunity to be able to share some of this music that I really love with you guys. And enjoy.
Fantastic. So we've got Gardening Angel from M. Steele.
Yep. And she'll actually introduce the song.
Perfect.
And then there's So Small by Talia Schlanger.
There you go, folks. And one quick note, because I've got some exciting news. I may or may not be working with M. Steele and her band The Deal,
yep,
on a very special project that I think you'll be seeing at some point in 2025.
Whoop, whoop.
So keep your eyes peeled there. I don't want to give too much away because it's still very hush-hush, but M. Steel and The Deal, they've got a barn burner of a song, and let's just say that you may see some familiar faces in the music video that goes with it sometime
amazing,
in 2025.
Amazing.
We love M. Steel. I'm excited to hear this Talia Schlanger track as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously, familiar with M. Love M.
Yeah.
Not as familiar with Talia Schlanger, so this is going to be a new experience for me as well.
Well, actually, you know, she is a wonderful person. I heard her on the CBC years ago, and she's been, from her Instagram, follow her on Instagram, she's one of the hardest working people I've seen. Like, she drives everywhere. And just go, perform. And she's just so very sweet. She was promoting her sister's business. Her sister does some crafts and stuff. You can find her on Instagram, too. And, yeah, amazing stuff. Great person.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, folks. Let's get into it. We've got some great, great stuff coming up. We're celebrating some of the top releases of 2024, and as DJ Overeasy noted, a world-exclusive release right here on CFRC, M. Steel, live at the Elm Street Cafe with Gardening Angel.
Blah,
trust
blah.
Me, folks. You don't want to miss this one.
This song is called Gardening Angel, and it's kind of maybe inspired by maternal figures or just mentors or people who have helped you along your way, and you know, giving you maybe the hard advice or just been an ear for, you know, to listen. So that's kind of what this song is about. Okay, so I'm wondering if I'm gonna not play with it. All right. There's a garden angel looking over you, but a coil from the soil.
Thank you. table on a Tuesday, drawn in grayscale in the first week of a brand new year. Thinking how unlikely that despite the war outside me and inside me, I'm still here. The ink stains all the same, whether someone comes or goes. And if this is what remains, well, then it must be what I chose. And now the sunlight seeping in, threatening to wake the walls, saying you are so big, you are so small. Ricochet from thumb to thumb while watching the weeks pass. I have torn my corners, I have loved from skin to glass. I have prayed for patience like an enemy of time. And I have begged for freedom from the meter in my mind. The ink stains all the same, whether someone comes or goes. And if this is what remains, well, then it must be what I chose. And now the sunlight is seeping in, threatening to wake the walls, saying you are so big, you are so small. My cheek. That is how I know that it is separate from me. Now the sunlight is seeping in, threatening to wake the walls, saying you are so big, you. Saying you are so big, you are so small.
For tea or coffee, indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing. Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's.
If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing.
Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event.
Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus. Cool professor,
giving it up just to get. always use my action. Keep the flesh on the left. Take the picture for my fire. Don't forget.
some. It ought to make a few reputation in the cult of number one. While these seconds turn these minutes into hours of the day, while these doubles drive the dollars and the light of day away.
Are back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call. It's your normal host, Jesse Bell, but I am joined today by DJ Over Easy, soon to be of Macon Bacon fame, Saturday mornings on CFRC sometime in 2025. We'll figure out the exact date when we get there. You just heard my all-time, my GOAT, David Berman, better known as Silver Jews, with Suffering Jukebox, RIP to one of the realest to ever do it. We also had Jesse Wells with The Poor, Talia Schlanger with So Small. We had M. Steele with Gardening Angel to kick off our block. And you also heard music from Tia Wood with Sky High and Pax with Tormenta Tropica and Missy. Quite a jam-packed block there. And we are just about out of time, folks. I have time for two shameless shills. One is for CFRC and one is for big old me. Let's start with CFRC. As mentioned before,
donate.
The funding drive.
That's right. Everybody donate as much as you can. You waste money on Spotify and Netflix and Prime and all these subscriptions. Stop the subscriptions and just send a donation to CFRC. It's a much deeper quality connecting community. It's amazing. Thank you.
You can watch Netflix, but no matter how much you pay, you'll never be on Netflix.
Yeah,
you can listen to CFRC, and you can be a part of CFRC. You can be on CFRC, but the only way we can do things like that is through the generous support of our community members and donors. Also, on a quick note, Monday, so this coming Monday, that's December 16th, we'll have the Dark Glasses Live special here in studio. I'll be running the board for Principal Emeritus, Mr. Daniel Wolf.
Wow.
2 hours. We're going to go from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. So regular time slot, and we've extended it an extra hour, and he's got a lot of very holiday themed tracks.
Excellent.
On deck. Definitely tune in, folks. Go to CFRC.ca, click donate. You can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal, get yourself a tax receipt, or you can donate directly and get yourself a sweet swag bag filled with only the finest CFRC merchandise. So there's shill number one. Shill number two is not as urgent or dire. It's more so just planting the seed, because DJ Overeasy was actually at CFRC and IWA's funding drive event on November 30th, a professional wrestling show, Wrestling School of Rock, which we're all pretty proud of.
It was absolutely mind-blowing. Super fun event. I took my 17-year-old daughter. She was like, eh. By the time she left, her boyfriend couldn't go, and I was like, he missed out. She's like, she so missed out. She was just right into it. Loves Alexi, the new champion of the IWA. It was an incredible bout.
And we have got another one coming up in April, so I've been slowly soft launching it. April 13th, it's a Sunday, 2025, same location at the Spire. We have an afternoon kind of matinee show being called Countdown. You'll understand why as we get closer to the date. But our unofficial theme, because we are certainly not paying for the licensing rights, is our next track from The Hives called Countdown to Shutdown. But also in this final music block, you're going to hear some release radars from Kakao and Nolan Hubbard. All right, folks, it's been one heck of a day. Stay safe, stay warm, and stay tuned in to CFRC for all the best in local content. DJ Overeasy, thank you for your time.
Oh, and thanks, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Now, let's get to it. This is The Hives with a 2023 release, Countdown to Shutdown, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kikau's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd, from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmonies harmonies, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream I Won't Lie on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm doing fine. Got messed up again. Stop seeing all my friends. I was stuck in my head, but the way someone said I look like a mess. Now I know what they meant, man. I just need some rest. Probably meant me the best, yeah. Been on stupid long. You don't gotta worry what I'm working on. Those days are gone. Can't hear anybody tell me wrong. Think I just need a break. Put me on a boat in a big old lake. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling good. No, I won't lie. Got the recipe. Wherever I'm cooking is a place to be. Not like obsessively. We'll have a good time on any street. Well, if you wanna ride with me, gotta find time for the comedy. We'll have a kind of attitude, a little bit of authenticity. Can't help myself, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm feeling